And all God's people said together, amen.
Good morning. I invite you to rise and join us in worship. As always, we're starting in the stance of intentionality, but please feel free to move about as you feel led. We were talking this morning about what a privilege it is to be able to worship God. You know, that he is always receiving praise from, you know, in the heavens, from his creation. But we are invited to join into that. And so I invite you to join in worship this morning as we just give God all of the praise and honor and glory that he is due.
To the
time. Jesus, we offer you all of the praise this morning, acknowledging, Jesus, that you don't need our praises. You will receive it whether or not we join in. But Lord, we count it a blessing and a joy to be able to lift our voices to you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you have shown us our purpose to dwell with you, to worship you. Lord, as we praise you this morning, would you open our eyes to your beauty, to the peace and the joy that is found in your presence. Pray all of these things in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen.
Salvation, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait for you. I will wait for you. I will wait. I will wait for you. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait for you. I will wait for you. I will wait for you. I will wait. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God.
We find our hope in you, Jesus, and you alone.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this, I will see the goodness of the Lord.
We set our hope.
We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God.
We set our hope.
We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God. You are the everlasting God. Of the Lord, I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Sometimes we're just in need of a reminder of that truth, that we will see the goodness of the Lord, even if it's hard to see right now. So can we just sing that a few more times and just let it sink in? Just remind yourselves of that truth until you really believe it.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident as I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident as I will see the goodness of the Lord.
One more time.
Confident in this, I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Remain confident in you, Lord.
Romans 8:24-28 says, "For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So we want to take a moment here to just lift up prayers of intercession, interceding for our church, interceding for our families, our community, the country, the world around us, just wherever the Lord is leading you to, you know, pray for. But we want to do it from this position of hope that we have in Jesus. So we'll leave some space here. You can do it silently. If you feel led, you can lift up those prayers out loud.
Lord, help us to focus on you. Let everything else fall away. Remind us to trust in you and your infinite wisdom. And your plan is so much greater than anything we could even think of or comprehend. We put all our trust in you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, I just want to lift up all of our families to you. Our unbelieving family members. Lord Jesus, that you would draw them to you, that you would use us to reach them. Help us to be sensitive to how you're speaking and moving in their lives. Thank you. Lord, we lift up all of the friends and coworkers and people within our spheres of influence. We ask, Jesus, that they would see you, that they would see you in us. But Lord, we even ask for miracles, for dreams and visions, that they would see your power, Jesus, that they would see your goodness, so that they would come to know you, not believe you just because we say so, but because they have encountered the presence and the glory of the living God. Lord, we trust that you are able to do these things. We trust that you love these people more than we ever could. And so we hand them over to you, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to join in the work that you are doing in their lives and in the world around us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus, 'cause your name is power.
Jesus from
every stronghold. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. 'Cause your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. I just wanna speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within his presence. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus.
One more time.
I speak Jesus.
Jesus, we know that your name is the only one that can save. You are the only one who has the power to heal, to save souls. It has to be you, Jesus. And so, Lord, we just welcome your healing work into the room today. We welcome your transforming presence into our lives and into this space, Lord. We ask that you would open our ears to hear what you have to speak, and that you would soften our hearts and open our hearts to what it is that you're doing and calling us to. And Lord, just embolden us by your Spirit. And so, Lord, we hand this time over to you, and we praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you will do. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And before you are seated, if you have a Bible and would be willing to open it, whether hard copy or on a tablet, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And as you would turn there, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church this morning. And we bless the children as they go. I invite you to follow along as I would read God's word from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through chapter 6, verse 2. The Apostle Paul writes this: "Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it's also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, it's for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, or a sin offering for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain, for he says, 'In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you.' I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You may be seated.